welcome to Deep Shit. This is an in-between show for the Dragon Show. I'm Xander, and this is Dragger.
Yo.
Yeah, Dragger. Yo, dog. Alkali might be in here eventually, but I knew he will not want to go with this subject we're going to be talking about, which is politics. And a lot of people despise politics. Do you enjoy the shit show, Dragger?
I like the shit show. I despise the politics, if that makes sense.
But you don't take it completely seriously.
No. Everyone's got their own agenda, and that's the whole political game aspect, and I hate that, but boy does it lead people to say some interesting things.
And this election we're seeing is a show. It's the showiest election, especially if Trump gets the freaking nomination.
Oh, at this point I'm certain he will. Nothing ever sticks to him. It's the most interesting thing ever. You're talking about however the fuck long ago Howard Dean got undermined and killed because he said, yeah, really excitedly.
Maybe if he was running as a Republican, that would have helped him and shot a gun in the air and that kind of thing. The crowds like different things.
I think there's a law somewhere in one of the southern states, of course. Maybe it's Texas, but like it's illegal to fire a gun while fucking your wife. It's one of those stupid urban myth things. I don't know if
I want to look that up. But yeah, so we're at this point, and I just wanted to talk about, now, you and I, have you always been on the liberal side?
Kind of by default, and then there was the I don't give a shit / libertarian stage.
A lot of people go through that, yeah.
So
I did too. I used to listen, and I looked stuff up, but both of us came from conservative parents, right?
Mine not as much, no.
Oh, okay, like, but they've gone that way recently?
It's not even that they're conservative now, it's that they're just far more xenophobic and closed-minded. But, like, I came from a family where my parents printed out a picture of, you know, good old G.W. Bush, put it up in front of the dartboard, and that made them happy.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Okay, yeah, it's 'cause I remember in grade school you had to take a test. Did you ever do this one to figure out where you land in the spectrum?
I'm sure I did, but I have since blocked that out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's one of those things that a lot of studies say it's almost on the DNA level. Do you believe that? As far as, like, where your political... Like, have you ever had a discussion... Did you ever fling the shit back and forth and actually convince someone to change their political beliefs?
Yes.
Okay, okay. See, that's good. I have rarely seen that. So
you have to be very patient, but you also have to be able to call people out on their bullshit.
Which is
a very delicate thing. Now, I did it in college with another college person, so blah blah blah, impressionable minds. For all I know, it never would have worked later in life.
Yeah, they have to be open to whatever you're selling, basically.
But the core of it was someone who didn't want universal health care. They believed in, like, well, you get your own job, you do your own personal responsibility thing, blah, blah, blah. So it was pretty obvious what background they came from.
Right.
Fine.
So that's a common theme, and I'll expand on that, but go ahead, finish up.
Well, so other people started talking about how it's like, no, you really need universal health care. And between myself and another friend, we're like, okay. You've got a job. You're working your job. You're providing for your family. Great. You're in a kind of a, you know, gender stereotypical household. The dad works. The mom's doing stay at home. You got a couple of kids. All right. Well, the company that the dad's working for goes to hell, and they're in a bit of a specialized industry. It might take more than 6 months to find another job. Now a medical tragedy has happened during that. And their COBRA coverage doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is that? And just by asking whose fault it was after laying out that scenario, they're like, they didn't have an answer because everyone did what they were supposed to.
Right.
And then still got fucked.
Yeah. That was actually posed in the, the universal healthcare thing came up in the Fox News town hall with Bernie. He goes, and he said, do you think it's a right? He's like, yes, I think it's human right. He goes, and he's like, what qualifies you for health care. He says, being a human being, which he got applause because, well, that's his crew. So that isn't – but when I talk to how my family, who is mostly conservatives, my parents are conservatives. My brother kind of stopped paying attention. He pays attention, but he doesn't care. And I think a lot of people are in that situation. But there's this whole thing of free stuff, and that's where, like, healthcare is another free thing to them that they didn't earn. And that's a common theme, don't you find that?
Yeah, I mean, it's misguided, because it's like,
right.
All right, let's go through all the things you grew up with that you didn't earn, you piece of shit.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, well, it's different. Like, it's different because now you're an asshole.
Like, our society is like, we made the rules. It is a rigged game. That's how it is. It's not like, you can't just say one thing's free stuff and one thing's not when we all use the roads and all that kind of stuff. It's a blind eye to the whole, just, oh, you want this and that. It's crazy. So, but there is that whole thing of, have you noticed, and I almost wanted a conservative on to, I have conservative friends, some more conservative than others, but I didn't also want this to get into a screaming match. I did not want that. That said, there's that whole argument about the free stuff and that this idea, there's the welfare queen. Basically, they don't want somebody staying at home, not working.
Well, I don't want it either, but let's go with some fun stereotypes and throw the conservatives that are more likely to be Jesus-y.
Right.
Let's throw that Jesus tenant back at him. I'm not going to punish one person just... I'm not going to, like, on the off chance, punish one person if it also means, you know, five other people could have benefited.
Right.
Like, some people will abuse it. I don't care. That's to be expected.
It is funny. That idea of someone getting away with it is what angers them the most, even if it could help 10 when one person gets away with it.
Well, and it's, you know, endlessly hypocritical to me, too, because, like, all right, what are all of these corporations and people in positions of power getting away with?
Yeah.
Things that are far more, you know, impactful and worse for everyone at large.
And they don't usually get that point. Which,
my parents,
which,
do.
To be fair, you have to really research into that to get that whole scenario.
I guess.
Yeah.
I kind of take it for granted of all the things I read and deal with.
Right.
But, like, now my parents, for example, they just hate the government, period. My go-to joke is it's a glorious, glorious, fortunate thing for me that they don't know who Alex Jones is because I'm...
Oh, dear God. Yeah. Do you think they'd be Alex Jones fans?
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. Are you kidding me? That is their goddamn bread and butter right there. The conspiracy theories, the anti-government stuff.
My favorite thing of his, if anyone's listening to this, after you listen to this, you have to go listen to his interview with Doug Stanhope, who's a famous comedian. And the best part is Stanhope doesn't care. He is just about as opposite of Alex Jones as you can be. And it's hysterical because he's going on about, what's that you call where you want to kill people to lessen the population? Eugenics.
Yeah.
He's going on about eugenics and this and that. He's like, yeah, I'm a fan of eugenics. Why not? And he's like, what? We should pay people to not procreate. That would be a great thing. Are you kidding me? And basically, Alex Jones can't believe what he's hearing. And they have just such a fun back and forth just because of he doesn't know how to deal with it. It's absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, that was a pretty special moment. But I mean, like, my parents are on this whole selfish thing. They go on and on, and it's like, they're retired now. It's like, oh, well, you know, we don't have money anymore. you are so better off than most other people in this country. I'm like, how out of touch are you?
And you're hitting on a deeper question of, you know, hard work and everything. There's this weird thing that people who, don't get me wrong, people work hard and they make a fortune, the lucky ones anyway, and there are people who don't believe in luck, and I want to smack them. Look, a lot of people work hard. Not everyone gets the overall benefit from that hard work. It is a fucking roll of the dice. That's my personal view. But there's this thing where people who succeed from hard work think they're the only ones who did that hard work. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, it's the whole, it's like, well, I built this myself. Like, all right, you went to public school. You got some money to go from college from your parents, which could have been, you know, an inheritance or something. All right, you didn't earn that. You know, what other beneficial things? Oh, you happen to be born in the right country.
Yep. What I believe you're in the 1% of the population if you make, I believe, 30K? What 1% of the population of Earth. That could be a bullshit figure, but I'd believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
You're fortunate. If you could hear this, you're better off than you think, usually most of the time.
Well, and then other people, you know, there's the flip side, too, of, like, well, I'm not well off, I'm struggling. I don't doubt that.
More than ever, absolutely. Like, there is no middle class anymore. Basically, 75% of the jobs that were created are all minimum wage jobs, which is terrible, but that's the new reality.
I want to see basic income, which is like the complete and utter antithesis to everything. I don't want welfare queens. It would never happen.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I think I was reading something somewhere. A town in Canada might be trying it. Do you know what I mean by basic income?
I'm guessing you mean everyone gets a certain amount of money just to be able to live.
Yes.
Okay, I've heard that idea before. Are they actually trying that?
There's some, I don't know if it was in Canada or if, I mean, I would believe it to be more likely in one of the Norwegian countries.
Sounds Canadian to me. It might be, you're right, it might be a Norwegian country.
Or, you know, Scandinavian country, what have you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're pretty forward on the
very much so.
Services and, yeah. Man. Awesome.
I've met people from there. They say it's great.
I mean, it's also not without its problems, but they seem to be doing it better than other first world countries. But they also don't have the population and sprawl that we do.
That's that as well, yeah. But whenever you do the happiness surveys, guess what? The U.S. is not on the top of the list.
No.
No.
We have rage boners and temporarily inconvenienced millionaire boners.
Mm-hmm.
But
we got guns and all sorts of issues. But anyway.
But no, the whole basic income thing is, you know, you get, so just spitballing, everyone's guaranteed 20 grand. And so while you won't be able to afford to live in, you know, downtown big cities, you'd be able to maintain a residence and, you know, food, the absolute basics of life. You don't got to do shit. And that's more money than a lot of that most artists make.
Mm-hmm.
So they would actually be able to, you know, survive. I wouldn't call it, you know, living well necessarily, but then they'd get to pursue what they're good at without, you know, this drive for money, which scares the bejeebus out of capitalists.
Right. A lot of people aren't able to actually pursue their passion or what they're good at because they have to take care of bills and other things, which actually, you know, does less for society. But that's I have to say, stop saying that's my opinion. Obviously, that's my fucking opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, we're aware.
All right. But yeah, so, and what you mentioned, that 20K basic idea, it would never fly in this country, which is a fucking shame, because there are too many people who would not want somebody to be working for their money.
It's like, oh, you're freeloading. no, I'm not struggling.
Right, right. Yeah.
Struggle builds character. Actually, no, that constant stress puts wear and tear on your body and you die early.
Yeah, and the ones I talked to said, oh, I worked my ass off. Yes, that is a common theme. You're not the only one who worked your ass off. That's, and you could actually afford college back then. That's not so much the case anymore. I'm sure you've seen all the things of, like, what the kind of frickin' house you could afford. Well, we all know those. What kind of house you could afford on a base? Well, the factory jobs are all gone, and that's the thing. So all the factory jobs are out of this country or going out of the country. They closed down the fucking Chicago Oreo. I don't even know the details on that. Do you?
No, I haven't even heard that one.
Yeah, that went to Mexico. Trump's using it as a fucking talking point, of course. But basically, you would have to get rid of child labor laws and minimum wage if you want all those jobs. So take your fucking pick. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, you at least have, Seattle and some other cities. Was it Washington at large that passed the minimum wage laws, or was it just like
they,
Seattle?
Yeah, they just did actually. I think they just went to 15.
Well, it was prorated. The value it went to changes depending on, what city or township you're in. Which is as it should be. If you're in downtown Seattle, the minimum wage needs to be higher because, guess what? Cost of living is higher.
Yeah.
So, that's... Hopefully it catches on and helps.
Well, it's one of those things. We're going to see what happens. And that always doesn't matter. Like, how long have we had legal weed? And it's been fine. Pretty much.
Oh, it's been better than fine. It's been a huge success.
Right. And it's not even on the national... Well, it's barely on the national conversation, like when you watch the presidential debates.
Yeah, you've got Bernie touting that he'd absolutely legalize it. It's not even that big of a talking point for him, other than I'm fairly certain he believes it should be legalized, but it doesn't matter to him as much as other things, but he was probably advised, hey, you want more of that youth vote?
Yeah. When did the whole Jesus thing take over? I'm trying to figure, was that in the 80s?
Yes.
Okay. And it wasn't that before.
No. There was a... Alright, I'm at a computer. I can look this up. There's a quote, I think from, what is it, Barry Goldwater?
He was like the last decent one, if you will, or not. Well, go ahead.
I'm still looking up. You keep talking.
Well, Goldwater, if I remember correctly, he got killed, didn't he, in the election?
Probably.
Yeah. Because we had JFK, we had Nixon, we had Eisenhower. Oh, of course, then we had the hippie Iran guy, Jimmy Carter, who's still alive, amazingly.
Yeah.
But basically, he got screwed by the economy, and that's what gave us Reagan. And basically, modern politics as we know it.
So the Barry Goldwater quote is, mark my word, if and when these preachers get control of the Republican Party, and they're sure trying to do so, it's going to be a terrible damn problem. Frankly, these people frighten me. Politics and governing demand compromise, but these Christians believe they are acting in the name of God, so they can't and won't compromise. I know. I've tried to deal with them.
Okay, well, that about sums up that, yeah. And that's, ever since then, it's gotten worse and worse. And now that's why that's why it is more polarized than it has ever been. But...
No, that people aren't willing to budge. No, you might not be right. It's like, but I know I am. I don't care.
You know what's actually fascinating is Trump is actually a compromise.
He is.
Apparently, he
would not be as bad as any of the other candidates because he doesn't actually believe most of the shit he's saying. He might actually believe the whole Mexicans building the wall thing.
Right.
But it'll never happen, so this is like the shit show and watching the game. I hate the game in that I'm sitting there going, oh, well, these things that Trump actually believes in won't actually happen, so it doesn't matter. It should matter. A shithead like that should not be in a position of power.
Right. And you know, the funny thing is, I think Cruz scares me more.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, yeah. So I'm kind of rooting for Trump to get the nomination.
Let's have some fun with this. I like the conspiracy theory that Trump is a Hillary sleeper agent.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, he was friends with the Clintons. He basically was a self-proclaimed Democrat for a lot of his life and supports various, you know, liberal and Democratic causes, as long as he's still making money, let's be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with the shambles that the Republican Party's been in, the Clintons went, hey, you should run. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. I'll help you guys out. And I don't think he ever expected to make it this far.
It's a very fun conspiracy theory. It's actually doable. Like, a lot of conspiracy theories take a lot of different pieces. This one doesn't take that many pieces to come to that conclusion. I don't believe it, but it's fun to entertain.
No, we are watching the biggest ego ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, rock stars certainly have ginormous egos. Just look at Bono or Coldplay or any of them. They think they're the greatest shit. But none of them are actually within spitting distance of the presidential office.
Yeah, what I was going to say earlier about the compromise is evangelicals are compromising on Trump because apparently they're sick of losing. I'm not even kidding. That was like basically the conclusion that was like over a survey. And Cruz lost a lot of people with his tactics. And Rubio, maybe he's too brown, I don't know, for that party. But yeah, that is the conclusion, that evangelicals are coming to Trump because they are sick of losing. So, yeah. I don't know. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, I would love to have the Jesus thing taken out of the equation. It never belonged there to begin with.
Mm-hmm. The thing about the presidency is how much you can do with it. Like, Obama didn't do that much his first 4 years. He's doing a lot of minor executive orders, which I'll hear from my goddamn parents every time he does one, because how dare he?
You know? But what about all those times Bush did them?
Oh, I mentioned that. Oh, it was different, I'm sure. You know, they don't have that. They can't back that up. But that's what they'll say.
It's like, just throw the word deregulation at them and...
Right. yes, deregulation. That's another thing. If you unleash the regulations, then the economy can... Because businesses would never hurt their people. Never, right?
Never. No, the Pinto never had a statistical acceptance of, we'll pay the death lawsuits.
Exactly.
Capitalism would stop that, right?
Oh, sure. Because, you know, people would stop using it and they wouldn't try to just bury that. That I think that is the fundamental thing I always had against libertarianism. Because everything's too connected now to where I didn't find it viable. You know what I'm saying?
I like libertarianism as a fun thought experiment.
Right.
But the core tenet to make libertarianism work means you have to have a legal and court system that is effectively perfect. Mm. Otherwise, you can have money and power and other things corrupt the court system, which is the only thing that really keeps the rest of it in check. Well, mm-hmm. Guess what? We can't have a perfect court system.
Yeah. It's far from perfect now. Basically, it's now that we have for profit, in fact, this is why I don't know if you saw the John Oliver program basically showing how much you saw Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, half of the plot was about the corrupt warden making money off of the prisoners, well, that's just going on today, but legally.
Yes. No.
That's the short version.
I mean, you know, everyone asks, it's a mix of the capitalism thing, it's other things, you know, kind of back to the insurance thing, the welfare queens. You know, same thing for prisons. It's, okay, if you're talking about a, let's just say capitalism is a good thing, and, you know, profits and such earned is progress and a goal worth having, you can't put profit motives that are against individual liberties, because the liberties will lose, a.k.a. for-profit prisons. There is now an incentive to put people in prison. There shouldn't be. It should be the opposite, actually. You should be rewarded for having low crime and low prison populations.
Yeah, basically, if you have a cop, if you're dealing with a cop, you should assume that he's not there to help you, which is terrible.
There's a very, long, there's a long talk where a cop and a lawyer give, the whole thing is called Don't Talk to Cops. So the lawyer goes into all the reasons why you shouldn't, and then the cop comes in and says, this is precisely what we do. Like, the lawyer's not making it up. If you're a suspect, we're not looking for the guy who did it, we're looking for the conviction.
Right.
Doesn't care about who did it.
Yeah. So as you're getting, how old are you now?
I'm old. I'm 30.
Fuck you, I'm 35. So what generation are you technically? Are you Y?
I'm the generation that grew up in the golden age of Nickelodeon cartoons.
I grew up in the golden age of Saturday morning cartoons, so fuck off. this is deep shit political stuff. Anyways. who do you think Donatello would vote for? Anyway. the reason I asked is because, you know, everyone's bitching about... My brother's 40 now. Oh, wait. Is he 40? Let me think. No, he's almost 40. And how much do you hear people bitching about millennials?
I don't know. I try to not talk to them.
My personal view is that everyone is just as dumb as they've ever been throughout recent history, and just when people get old, that's when they start bitching about the generation before them. I was just watching an interview with someone's like, yeah, no one's working hard anymore. There's like, that's really hard to believe.
Well, and it's ignorant, because it's like, okay, how many people do you know in your life that are working multiple jobs just to make ends meet because they can't get a full time and have to do multiple part times?
Right. And that's always been a common theme. So, there's that old saying of when you're young, you have a heart and you're liberal, and then when you're old and have a brain, you're conservative or some shit, which is retarded, but that's a saying. Do you think people should just vote what's best in their interests, or just overall picture kind of thing?
I go back and forth on it. And depending on what mood I'm in, I'll give a different answer.
Right.
I mean, I've several times have been caught up in the political game, the political fervor of, well, you have to vote for the party, because otherwise the party won't win, and then we're going to suffer bigger losses overall, even if you don't like this particular candidate, blah, blah, blah. And there is some truth to that. Yeah. However, the core idea, the core tenet of democracy is you get informed, or at least you should get informed, and then you vote for your own interests. And, you know, as long as the groups align and you share your ideas, then the population should be represented. But that's also, you know, in its purest sense, also incredibly naive. So...
Right.
I decided, I used to do the, well, I don't like John Kerry, I don't like these other Democratic people, but I really hate the other side, so I'm just going to vote straight party ticket and be done with it.
Mm.
And then this Bernie thing started, and I'm sitting there going, all right, does he actually have a chance, or is this going to be like Ron Paul, where he's going to go fucking nowhere?
Right, and that's a lot, for the people I've found that are actually legitimately torn about who to vote for. It's usually the biggest thing is, can Bernie actually get anything done with this system?
Well, because that's a changing narrative. Originally, it was, is Bernie even electable? And he's proving time and time again that he is. Now they're changing it to, it's like, oh, well, can he even get anything done? Hillary will at least be able to get some stuff done. Yeah, she's going to cause collateral fucking damage, too.
Yeah.
So the nihilist, the bitter person in me, says I'd rather have someone in office who gets nothing done than someone who makes it worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there.
And Bernie, if at the very least, the to me going against my own, I hate the political game. To me, part of the political game and advantage to voting in Bernie is that it shifts everything to the left. And whether or not you believe in the whole, you know, left versus right, political or liberal versus conservative, I genuinely believe everyone is too far to the right, and it needs to go left.
Yeah.
So, to a certain extent, I kind of like Trump being, you know, if it's Trump versus whoever, Trump versus Bernie, the whole political spectrum shifts left.
Yeah,
because Trump is not a right-wing nut job. He's still a maniac and has some very xenophobic thoughts. But overall, socially, he doesn't give a shit. Once he's in office, he has no party alliances.
That sure seems to be the case, yeah.
So if he's able to drag that shitty establishment kicking and screaming to be a little less of the conservative fuckwits and, you know, actually allow for some social progress... that's better than a Ted Cruz being in office.
Yeah. To go back to the effectiveness of Trump, and this is important to talk about because he's such a fucking different thing than we've seen before. It's funny. As I've studied how to be an effective stand-up comedian, and I look to why people, Jon Stewart should run for president and all this kind of stuff, Donald Trump is using fucking stand-up techniques.
Oh,
he's
absolutely.
Using punchy one-liners. He's using punch words, like the effective word at the end of sentences, so that's exactly what you think of when you think of that thing. It's amazing.
No.
I don't know.
Nothing sticks to him because everyone else is worried about, you know, the political history, their political career. He's doing what he does best. He's being a media sensation.
And they're doing it for him, which is... you know, obviously the media just grows exponentially with our options. So,
I mean, it's not just the media. They have the establishment very much has tried to take him out or take him down and prop up, you know, Cruz or prop up Rubio.
Mm-hmm. I knew it when my dad was like, oh, I think Rubio, everyone's going to get behind him. Like, well, at least I know what Fox News is talking about.
Yeah. But what Trump has is he's not a politician. He has bought politicians. And regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, that resonates with a lot of people. Regardless of the other crazy or shitty things he's saying, that one is true. And it works. And anyone who tries to levy something against him, he can just go back to that super weapon and go, yeah, but, you know, I bought you a decade ago, so who's to say I'm not going to buy you again?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic angle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and, well, I guess the we can, if we want to end it here, at least a finishing point that I would like to hit on is you can rest assured that you're, God, this is a terrible thing to say. Your vote doesn't matter that much.
No. The local stuff matters far more, and I wish more people realized it.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a presidential race. Who gives a shit? If people paid more attention to their, you know, Senate and representative races, you know, their aldermans, the stuff that actually impacts their day-to-day lives... The biggest example of that is Colorado. It is Washington. Those at the state level, at local precinct level, got the right people in to legalize pot. None of that shit's ever going to happen at the federal level until more states actually get grassroots campaigns to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm registered to vote in Illinois. I'll be damned if Bernie takes Illinois. I'm going to vote for
right,
him anyway.
Didn't Clinton go here? Hillary, isn't she from Illinois?
Probably.
I swear she went to high school there or something. I don't know. But you're right. She's not going to take Illinois.
So, it's like, does my vote matter? No, but if we're being pragmatic about ideas and information...
I still want people to vote, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I still think it matters overall. Just that the game is rigged and, well, we can talk about all we want. I mean, it matters, but it doesn't.
I mean, if I didn't believe something could be done, then I wouldn't vote, period.
Sure.
So clearly there's some kind of option.
You have a little hope.
A little
bit. You believe in magic, just a little bit.
It hasn't been completely crushed yet, although
right.
Forces that be sure are trying.
It's like that old Patton Oswalt bit, like, oh, Obama's going to win. I it's going to happen. He's like, I don't know. Even when like everything pointed toward it, like you can't believe something's going to happen until it happens. But yeah, it's funny. Like they say, they've done the studies and say our system is technically an oligarchy, and how many people could actually tell you what that means? I don't know if I could tell you exactly what it means. Like I remember Bernie brought that up in a debate, and like, yeah, no one's going to get that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll continue to watch the shit show. And
for anyone listening,
know.
Go and vote in a goddamn primary.
Yeah, and if you actually want to talk to me about like why you believe what you believe, or I actually think we hit on a lot of things I want to talk about, like the whole someone's working. Like the main point I want to know: if someone goes to a job, do you think they deserve to live? Because that's what it's coming down to now.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh, well, they didn't work hard enough, so they've got a shitty job. I'm like, so they're dead to you?
Right.
You're just waiting for them to croak?
Yeah. Well, okay, thanks for hanging out and talking about this shit, and I don't know if we actually solved anything, but it was fun to yap about.
I look forward to the next silly Trump face.
Trump is good for gifts. So is Bernie, by the way.
Yeah, I just saw one where he like went to attack someone or something, like he was a werewolf.
Yeah, and they put socialism on the screen. Like he stared it with him. He's like, boo. Oh man. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Maybe we'll have more of these. We're trying to do more podcasts. I want to do more things like this. So if we can't get something out every week, we'll have something like this. That's it.
It's over.
Yay. Bye.